Appreciate the time. We got to ask you about the, I guess we can call this the Puig Bank now. Or
who?
Or what about Puig Mania?
Well, it's very early, but we do know, and we have always thought since he got here, that he has extraordinary potential. We have to work with him to help him get the most out of it, but he's very willing to work, very willing to learn. And, you know, keep your fingers crossed that he could be an important Dodger for a long time.
Potential is a huge word in this game and actually in all the sports, but it's tough to bring out the true superstar in any guy because it's the long haul. He's going to adjust. They're going to adjust to him.
Yeah.
It's always a game, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no question about it. That process goes on for your whole career, well, especially early in your career when you're learning things about them and they're learning things about you. There will definitely be a process, and the great ones manage to come through it, and we have high hopes that Yasiel will do that as well.
What did you see from him down in the minors that said, okay, he's ready to do his thing up here?
Well, his skills at that level were excellent, so obviously he could handle the competition. He was learning more about playing the game the right way and doing the little things. And off the field, he was also growing in terms of relating to his coaches and relating to the environment. Remember, the culture is very different from what he grew up in.
Yeah.
So all those things he was making progress in, and we think it was a good time. It was the right amount of time for him to spend down there learning his craft, and it's a great opportunity for him to now come up here and show the Dodger fans what he can do.
And speaking of culture, doesn't that sort of bring out the purity in who he is, and like nothing phases him? He's just here to play ball.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, I think all our guys take it very seriously when they step on this field. But it's what he was raised to do. And I will say this, whoever worked with him when he was young did a great job, and we're hoping to finish the job here.
I was going to bring up, one of my colleagues asked him in Spanish, says, are you comparing yourself to Mike Trout? He had no idea who Mike Trout is.
Yeah.
So in some ways, you know, that innocence is good.
Well, I think it's good. I think all he needs to ever focus on is who the pitcher is that night and where the batter, when he's in the field, is likely to hit the ball. Those are the things he has to learn. Our players have talked to him about being up here and the importance of concentrating for 9 innings, which he does. That's just one of those things that will help him get the most out of the God-given ability that he has.
Bottom line is you got to win, and if he stays up here and keeps doing what he's doing, somebody's going to have to come out of the lineup. Will money be an issue at all? Like, we can't bench somebody who's making big bucks?
Oh, listen, we're just concerned with winning, and we'll put, you know, the best combination out there for 162 games that we can. That's not just what I want, what our owners want, it's what Don wants, it's what every player on this team wants. We want to win, and if we do, everyone will have reason to be happy.
Exactly. One other thing that which come up yesterday with this whole drug thing, what's gone through your mind, like, oh, here we go again?
No,
for the game?
It's something I'm waiting to see what the results are. I think fans, you know, aren't all that interested in this. Obviously, if big names get implicated, that will be a news story.
Right.
But fans really mostly care about what goes on in the field. I know it's of great interest to media because it's the kind of thing that they really get to examine carefully. But fans care about it much less. I think fans care about, you know, what they're spending their money for every night coming out to the ballpark, making sure they have a good team and a good time. And so that's what I focus on, doing the best job I can of giving it to them.
But as a guy who has to pay these people, is there a way down the road to say, we need to put somehow in this contract, we know how powerful the players' union is, they're not guaranteed if you're proven to do this,
well,
the money?
Well, as I said, we have made real progress. In baseball, we have the toughest drug testing program in sports. And if there are changes needed down the way, I'm sure MLB and the union will get together to do whatever is needed.
It's a lot of fun around here again, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it always is for me. But
I mean,
last couple days, even more than usual. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, Ted, sure.